Amy, on this podcast, we try to always offer useful takeaways. And if you learn nothing else from us, learn this useful parenting lesson by Pampers Cruisers 360.
Pampers Cruisers 360 are the ultimate parent hack, the best diaper to use as soon as your baby starts standing or walking. Instead of ordinary diaper tabs, they have a unique 360-degree stretchy waistband that moves with your wild child.
Pampers Cruisers 360 makes it so easy to change your baby. Who probably doesn't stop moving just because they need a diaper changed? Just slide on to apply and away they go.
And fear not, parents. Pampers Cruisers 360 offers an up to 100% leak-free fit. And they just got even better with a new blowout barrier. Need we say more?
For trusted protection, trust Pampers, the number one pediatrician recommended brand. Download the Pampers Club app today and earn Pampers cash. Then redeem your Pampers cash for exclusive Pampers coupons, savings, and rewards.
Only redeemable via Pampers Club. Pampers cash has no cash value. This would work very well because it's imaginary.
What fresh hell?
Laughing in the face of motherhood. I'm all maternity all the time, basically, Amy. With Margaret Aples
and Amy Wilson.
The capri can be too short on a taller lady.
A podcast that solves today's parenting dilemmas
so you don't have to.
Mighty machines!
Hey, everybody. Welcome to What Fresh Hell? Laughing in the Face of Motherhood. This is Amy.
And this is Margaret. And today we are talking about why isn't this a thing?
So we did a why is this a thing episode. And now this is the counterbalance.
I have to say, what's the word? I'm of two minds, Amy. I'm reluctant in some ways to do this episode having read these because I think there is a possibility that we could quit podcasting and make a bajillion dollars if we just made.
Just invent these things. So we don't want to share the ideas with our listeners, in other words.
No, like, why should we put this out there for free? Some of these are $1 million. We have a common friend whose name is Eddie. And I once said to him that my idea was for roads, like a map. I said, I have a $1 million idea. A map that shows all the like bumpy sidewalks so that you moms could use it about where to walk their kids to put them to sleep. Because you need a little bit of a bumpy road. Oh. And he replied to me, he's a businessman. He replied to me, now that is $100 idea right there. And I was like, yeah, you're right. It's probably not a $1 million idea, but I was like, it's not a bad idea.
If you know, you know.
Why isn't this a thing? Like someone who tells me where are good places to walk the kids. It's just bumpy enough to put them to sleep, but not too bumpy to wake them up. I wanted it.
I never really thought about bumpy. I mean, I always felt like it was the opposite of that movie, the Sandra Bullock's, you know, school bus movie where they have to keep the bus driving 50 miles an hour. Everybody will crash.
Let me pause you. Oldie Lux alert.
Back in my day.
I know. But anyway, that's always, you're the opposite of that when you're driving and your kids are asleep, right? Like no matter what, you cannot come to a stop because then they'll wake up.
Correct.
Yeah. All right. So why isn't it a thing that there should be a road that's only for people whose kids are asleep that they don't have to stop the whole way to wherever they're going?
Good point. And also, why isn't it a thing that there's a map of all the good walking paths that are just bumpy enough to put your kid to sleep?
It's still available. Maybe there's some coder out there listening.
Leanne wants some credit from us. Or from the world, the universe, I suppose.
Okay.
Long ago when I had infant twins, she says, I remember saying, ugh, why isn't grocery delivery a thing? So you're welcome.
Wow, Leanne, thank you.
She brought that into our lives.
I am a full grocery delivery person, for sure. I don't go in stores.
Yeah. My husband, it's a sticky wicket with him. He will not allow for grocery delivery. I am the money spender and he is the money manager and he feels like it's more expensive. So like the other day we were having a crazy day and I said, let's just Grubhub some lunch for the kids. And he's always like, no, I can go pick it up. He is the guy who he will walk 6 extra blocks with children in tow to use the ATM at the bank. Like he can't stand to pay the dollar fee at the 7-Eleven.
Well, it's a good partner to have, but he's assuming his time is free.
It is a very good partner for me to have because I tend to be a spending cannon a little bit. I'm not like, oh my God, I have to have these $700 pair of shoes. I've never said that in my life, but I'm definitely the person who's like, I'll spend $10 to save 10 minutes. And we're exactly opposite. So it's probably good. We balance each other
out. And you and I are alike in that way. Like, your husband's gainfully employed. He has better things to do than go pick up the Grubhub, the Popeyes.
Yeah, but no, he's just like, why would I pay someone $5 when I can just get it myself? Lillian, our friend who we met long ago, Lillian listens to the podcast, and we met her in real life in New Orleans on the street and told her about the podcast. And let me say, she's become a dedicated listener and a dedicated member of the Facebook group. And what is the word? What a kismet-filled meeting it was.
And it's only because when you travel with Margaret, you like talk to random people that you meet on the street at a Mardi Gras parade.
Oh, we were like part of a party all of a sudden. We had 9 new friends that night. They were buying us drinks.
It was right before the pandemic, too. It was so fun.
God, it was. It was February 2020. The best of times. Yeah.
All right. What does Lillian have to say?
Lillian says she wants women's pants sold like men's pants, waist and length. Why can my husband get his perfect fit, but I can't?
Yes. Every time I buy a pair of pants, and I'm pretty tall, like especially if they're like sort of, you know, like work pants, like dressy pants for women, wear high heels and you're still standing on the hems. You have to get them tailored. I totally agree with this. Why is there an extra step after buying women's pants, but not men's pants? Because you can just buy the length you want.
Yeah. I've never in my life gotten a pair of pants hemmed. I don't even know like how you would do that. Yeah. I just walk on the bottom. So I'm tall and I'm mostly legs. So I usually do not really have that problem.
I see.
But I've never gotten a pair of pants hemmed. It would never occur to me. I'd be like, I'll just walk on them forever.
But the capri can be too short on a taller lady.
Oh, I don't wear capris. That is not my look.
Not capris. I just mean like in the spring and summer, pants just go down to your ankle. You see a little bit of ankle.
We used to call them flutters. Yeah.
Why isn't this a thing? I agree.
And yeah, Cindy agrees and says, why is there a petite section in every store? Very rarely a tall women's section. Yeah, I don't know. As a tallie, I'm a person who does not care how my clothes fit. I have to say, Amy knows we went to a conference and it was the end of the pandemic. And I realized I had come with like t-shirts, shorts, and like we were speaking at this thing and everyone was dressed really beautifully. And on day two, I was like, oh no, I've bought nothing appropriate to wear. And I just went to Macy's for 20 minutes and bought like 6 things.
She's not exaggerating. You like harpooned clothes in the closest clothing store. She came back with like a huge bag full of a new wardrobe and you were gone for under an hour, I swear.
That's how I do it. I just can't. I can't be bothered. I hate shopping and I don't really care how I look in clothes. So I just move through it fast. People who are like, does this like hug my curve? I'm like, I don't know. I just put bags over my head and call it a day.
I like Holly's idea. Why isn't this a thing? An after school program where they do all the extracurricular activities at one place, like your sports, your music lessons, your art classes, karate. They're all in one hub. And then the kids can try a wide variety of activities and you're not driving 10 different places.
Yeah, I agree with that. And after school tends to be a massive commitment to one thing. And I have certain kids. They're not one activity kids. You know what I mean? They don't want to do 2 hours of martial arts after school.
And it becomes not just one activity, but one kid's activity while the other kids look at their iPads in the car. Yeah, let's get it all in one place. I like this.
Actually useful pockets as the norm in women's clothing, says Jessica. We are the keeper of all things. We need some stinking pockets. I feel like they're getting better. I feel like I have a lot of pockets.
The problem is you need a pocket that's big enough to hold your phone without it being like an obvious mic pack coming out of your back.
I like a baby doll dress, like a big poofy, you know, starts at the neck and just goes outward kind of a dress. And there's a lot of room for big pockets.
It goes along with, like, you don't care if it fits you, right? Just voluminous.
Yeah. Well, it fits me fine. It's just tight at the neck. And then the rest is just a tent.
It's a trapeze profile with very large pockets.
Yeah. I'm all maternity all the time, basically, Amy.
But wait, let's go back to the play centers because Anna says in England, they have soft play centers that serve wine. So why isn't that a thing?
So there were a ton of people who wanted this. Chick-fil-A with a playground and wine bar, brewery that has play equipment. I will say we had this in Los Angeles. I don't know if it still exists. And I will say I really did love it. And it was called Giggles and Hugs. I don't know if it was in the Westfield Mall in West LA. I don't know if it's still there. Giggles and Hugs. And about 2/3 of it was tables and chairs with like waitress service. And you could get beer and wine, I think, and then pretty decent food, like really pretty edible food. And then half of it was a gated giant pirate ship and like play stuff all over. And they had 3 or 4 young ladies who stayed in the play area and made sure the kids didn't kill each other.
Wow.
We would meet there almost every Friday night.
Who was giggling and who was hugging?
It's unclear what that title referred to.
I want to workshop that name a little bit. If we're going to bring it back, I don't want to call it Giggles and Hugs. It reminds me of Kibbles and Bits. Yeah,
you're not wrong. And my kids, of course, called it Jiggles and Hugs. And we're like, that's a different establishment altogether. That's not where we're going. We're going to Giggles and Hugs. But they had, and people pointed this out. So why isn't this a thing? I don't know. I assume liability insurance is very high with anything that involves kids. Oh, and the other thing that they would do, and I have a billion adorable videos. It was like being on a cruise ship, kind of. Every 10 minutes, there'd be a little activity. Like they'd play Ring Around the Rosie with the kids. And then they would do kids karaoke, where they just had a chair and the kid would stand on the chair and they would hand them a microphone and let them sing a song of their choice.
There's not enough wine in the world to sit and spend an afternoon at a place that has kids karaoke.
I know, but it was really adorable. You had to be able to tune it out. It was extremely loud and screechy.
Don't kids just scream into the microphone? Their mic technique is terrible.
No, you're not wrong. Their mic technique leaves a lot to be desired.
There should be, if they had mic technique classes and no hugs, just giggles.
Before we got on, Amy and I were talking about our inability to see things that are not working well and not engage with them. And I could just see you at Giggles and Hugs being like, listen, kid, your mic technique is offensive. Back it up. Lower your voice. You're holding a microphone, okay? No need to scream. But I have a million adorable videos of my kids singing the Mighty Machines theme song. You know, did you have those videos, Mighty Machines?
I'm not familiar with them.
Oh, they're so great. They are so oldie lux. They predated even my kids. They're just footage of, like, you know, excavators. And it's footage of construction scenes, just beta cam footage of a construction site.
I mean, yeah.
And then there's a hilarious theme song. A guy is singing over it, Mighty Machines, Mighty Machines. And that's the whole video. That was my kid's signature number at kids karaoke.
I want to do Holly's because this really is a good idea. Like, somebody make this. Holly says, why isn't this a thing? An umbrella that clips to the car door so you can buckle your kids into the car seat without getting drenched. Why isn't this a thing?
I have yet to figure out how to get into a car with an umbrella. Like, why is it so difficult?
Like the sort of backing in and then, yeah.
Well, but you have it over your head, even if you sit down in the car. Now your car is getting really wet. You know, we get that drenching rain here in New York. And then you fold the umbrella. And if you're the driver, you have to at some point pass the umbrella over your body to put it in the passenger seat, at which point you're soaking wet. Like, I can't figure it out. You can't really, it doesn't fit. I mean, I guess if you had a telescoping umbrella, one of those ones that came down really small. I just feel like an umbrella is to catch all the rain so you can spray it on yourself when you get it in the car.
I feel like there should be a remote setting as you walk to your car, like a kook-kook, you unlock it and then out of the side, like sort of like floppy rabbit ears, like above the windows, come out these sort of penumbras that keep you just sort of cover where you're standing until you get in the car and then they go, come back in.
I like that idea. That's $1,000 idea, Amy. I would say it's like DeLoreans. Like we just all need a DeLorean minivan where like the door pops up and then you can shake out the umbrella and put it in and then you can have a second to gather your thoughts without getting soaking wet.
Holly, work on that, please.
Yeah, Holly, we like what you've got started. We think it needs work. We have some notes. But when you make your $1 million, we're only going to take 10% of your umbrella clip-on idea.
All right, this one is a little bit less strategically difficult. Katie says, what if we had babysitters at the dentist and doctor's office like they have at gyms? It's not a pediatrician's office. It's your doctor's office. But there's a babysitter there. Well, so you're getting your teeth cleaned or whatever. There's somebody to watch your kids.
I mean, it's a great idea.
I mean, it's a little utopian, I suppose.
But we are in a utopia in many of these.
Okay, yeah. Why isn't this a thing? Right.
Why isn't this a thing? That's right. Like, I now go to a gym that has that. Like, right as you walk in the door, there's a cute little area and they drop the kids off. It's usually not very crowded. There's one person sitting in there. They need to have it at the grocery store, too. Like, every business needs to have a, like, drop your kid. You know who has it? IKEA. Have you been to an IKEA recently?
No.
IKEA, by me, has this. You like drop your kid at the desk and then you do your IKEA and then you come back. I guess they must have figured out that it's worth it for them to not have like tiny monsters destroying IKEA. We'll take them all up front and let them destroy this one room. And then you go through IKEA.
And you spend more money because you have time to actually look and shop probably. Salute you, IKEA.
Exactamundo, Amy. All right, we'll be back with even more million, thousand, and hundred dollar ideas.
Margaret, exciting news. I am about to have a new baby nephew. And believe it or not, this will be my 13th nephew.
Amy, you're ready to give up your amateur status. You're a pro aunt at this point.
Our family has seen a lot of babies, and as soon as they start standing or walking, I send them all a whole lot of Pampers Cruisers 360.
Pampers Cruisers 360 don't have ordinary diaper tabs. Instead, they have a unique 360-degree stretchy waistband that moves with your newly mobile little one.
Pampers Cruisers 360 offer a gap-free fit that is up to 100% leak-proof, crucial once your baby is quite literally up and at them. And that gap-free fit helps prevent your baby from taking off their diaper, a habit you do not want them to get into.
You can say that again. And Pampers Cruisers 360 just got even better with a new blowout barrier. Need we even elaborate on the need for that, friends? For trusted protection, trust Pampers, the number one pediatrician recommended brand.
Download the Pampers Club app today and earn Pampers cash. Then redeem your Pampers cash for exclusive Pampers coupon savings and rewards.
Only redeemable via Pampers Club. Pampers cash has no cash value.
More and more, you hear about the importance of electrolytes as part of staying hydrated, because you need the sodium and the potassium, not just the water. And whether you're looking to hydrate during a workout, while traveling, or at the end of a long night, Sports Research Hydrate Electrolytes have got you covered with over 65 trace minerals, 7 essential vitamins, and coconut water powder.
Crisp and refreshing and without any sugar, this is hydration powered by Sports Research. They're little packets you can just grab and take with you to mix into your water bottle on the go. My favorite flavor so far, Amy, gotta be the cherry pomegranate.
Interesting. My high schooler likes the lemon lime, and she keeps a few handy in her backpack for days that she has practice after school. These electrolytes have the sodium and the potassium that you need to go with it in the optimal ratio for daily hydration.
Visit sportsresearch.com and use code WHATFRESH at checkout for 50% off your purchase of Hydrate.
That's Sports Research, SportsResearch, sportsresearch.com, and use code WHATFRESH for 50% off your Hydrate electrolytes order.
Many, many people, including Caitlin, Josephine, Sarah, and Shelby, would really like this great idea. Paid parental leave and longer maternity leave.
Wow.
Why isn't this a thing?
Sure. Yeah, paid maternity leave. Because you can take the Family Care Act, you can take unpaid leave.
And Kara, who I know and has lived overseas, says that is a thing. Oh, you meant in the U.S.
Oh, rubbing it in.
We've talked to some people about it. We're for it. We're pro paid parental leave.
Gloria Riviera had some really good things to say about the childcare crisis and what we're getting wrong. We didn't even really talk about maternity leave, but that's just one part of how we really get this wrong. Go back and listen to that episode if you want to get mad.
Yeah, I mean, I often say that I gave birth on a Friday and my husband went back to work full time on a Monday. Weirdly, I didn't even think it was insane at the time, but hey, spoiler alert, it was insane. Completely insane.
It is insane. We probably can't fix that right now, but let's put a pin in that. Why isn't that a thing?
Yeah. I mean, we're for it. Let's just say that. Yes, please. Jamie, I like this one a lot, and you will like it living in New York City. Grocery stores, please get rid of half of the checkout lines and make the current ones wider. There's only ever 2 lanes open anyway.
Oh, that's true.
It's so true that like there's 14 lanes. They're tiny and narrow. At our grocery store, you have to hang. There's like a back wall. So you have to hang a really quick right after you get through the line. And you're always like, gah, 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 and then there's always someone standing.
And you have an old cart and it won't make the 90 degree turn at all.
It's hard for the cart to make the turn. And then there's always someone standing trying to bag their groceries. And you're like, excuse me. And they're talking to the checker. It is unbelievable to try to get out of my grocery store.
And then if you're with like one of your kids or with your spouse or whatever, and one of you is at the end, you know, bagging and somebody else is on the backside.
Oh, no, has to get by. Unacceptable.
Yeah, I have to get by. You can't. And then you can't reach back. That is, yes, make it happen. Why were there ever 14 lanes? Was that just optimistic?
I think that people feel better. And maybe they do use them on like Thanksgiving Eve.
Maybe.
If you know what I mean. Maybe there are times when they use it. I have a friend who works in like traffic studies. And there's really interesting things about, there's a point at which you add lanes to a freeway that makes the traffic worse. The idea is like, if you could have a 16 lane freeway, you would never have traffic. But it's something weird about like adding lanes, like it doesn't pay off. And I think the grocery store should learn from that lesson as well.
Look at Trader Joe's. Like, they have long lines, but they keep it moving.
Yeah. It's marketing. It's a lot of the thing of like, okay, you're next. You're, you know, like, they make you feel like it's moving. They don't make you feel like you're just in the terror dome where you're just like sitting there without any hope while the person in front of you is like, I think I have a coupon. And you're like, I've been sent to hell.
Naomi's is brilliant. Naomi says, why isn't this a thing? A washing machine that just automatically turns into a dryer.
Many people wanted this.
I feel like it is a thing in like Germany.
It is a thing.
It doesn't work very well.
No, it is a thing, but I think it doesn't work very well. I think that's the problem.
She wants like a good one.
And many people wanted a washing machine that also folds the clothes.
It washes, dries, folds. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Why isn't that a thing?
They want the Jetsons, basically. You put in dirty clothes and you get out folded clothes.
Absolutely.
And while we're dreaming, Amy, somebody walks them up and puts them in your kids' drawers. Because what I find is that we've been in a laundry kick this week trying to catch up on vastly overdue laundry. And where the system falls down, I mean, there are so many cracks in the system, right? It falls down at putting the laundry in the bin and never washing it. Then it falls at washing it and never moving it to the dryer. So you have to rewash it because now it has like dirty water stink. Then leaving it in the dryer forever. And then getting, this is where it always really falls apart for us, getting it in, back into the bins clean.
It's too many steps.
And then leaving those in the laundry room and kids start going through them. And then it looks like a tornado of clothes has exploded. But then even worse, folding it and leaving it in the living room. And then the kids start pulling it apart and undoing your folding. That's particularly painful.
Emily says, why isn't there instant healing sunburn medicine? I know there is aloe, she says. So don't be like, that's called aloe. No.
No, don't come at her with aloe.
Why isn't this a thing? A cream or something, says Emily, that can let me undo my parental mistakes and erase the kid's sunburn altogether.
I got sunburned so often as a child. I mean, I look back now. Now, I mean, my kids really don't know what a sunburn is fundamentally. Like,
and they're fair.
I mean, they can get it. They're very, very fair. But we're extremely careful about sunscreen application. And I mean, we used to go to the beach and sit out all day long with like, God knows what, some like, you know, 15 sunblock that didn't really work. Or we would forget to put it on at all. We were not sun aware as we are these days. My mother would put the, we had no AC. My mother would put the sheets in the freezer and we would be sunburned and like your whole body's like wrong, wrong, wrong. Like it's pulsing with sunburn.
Yeah.
And like your skin, my skin is translucent white and then like a line and then like red. I mean, burnt to a crisp. And that little spot between the non-burned and the burned part was so sensitive. Oh my God, sunburns. I got some mind-bogglingly bad ones.
I'm going to take you way back. It used to be sort of thought, I mean, by like parents and kids both, that you needed to kind of get it over with, right? June was your month to just get a bad burn because that was your base. And then you could just get tan after that and you wouldn't have to worry about it. You just needed to get that over with because then you could just run free for the rest of the summer. Yeah. And now we put our kids in like, we have the kids wear like the Lawrence of Arabia hats. I mean, mine did the full like long sleeves, long pants. The longer you can get them to wear that ridiculous getup at the pool, I mean, just the easier it is for everybody.
Yeah. Yeah. Because otherwise you got to mess with sunscreen. I like this idea of Olivia's kids vintage clothing shop. I'd love to have more major retailers where you can sell back the clothes your kids outgrew 5 minutes ago. They can resell at a markdown. Makes clothing more affordable and decreases waste. I know why stores don't want to do this.
Yes, yes. And the shirt was $4.99 in the first place at Baby Gap. They're not really going to take it back and sell it for $2.99.
It's like disposable clothing. Yeah.
I used to do this on Etsy with snow boots. When my kids needed new snow boots, I could always find somebody's, you know, snow boots that had been worn twice for $7.99 instead of the $50 they would have cost me. And then where I would always get stuck, I have to keep them now so I can relist them on eBay. And then I just wouldn't do it. But yeah, we need it at scale. This is what Olivia's asking for. At scale, can we please just trade stuff in for the next size?
And it's true that, I mean, I didn't really understand this until just the environmental impact of what they call fast fashion. Just the fact that you can buy nine $4.99 shirts in all sorts of different colors, but they're all going in the trash. Mm. And a lot of them, they're not cotton, you know, they don't break down. They have fibers in them. So it's kind of like dressing your kids in like plastic outfits. Like they don't break down. It's not good for the earth, people.
Why isn't this a thing? Biodegradable children's clothing.
That's a good idea.
Right?
And yeah. And I also think that there could be some sort of app like town hand-me-downs, you know? I just get my hand-me-downs from you, and then I get my boys' hand-me-downs from my neighbor, and I'm all set. I could use some more. It's time for you to start looking around, because I need some more hand-me-downs.
While we're on the idea of tech and apps, this is a very important PSA. Nicole says, why isn't this a thing? A way to mark text messages as unread. Once you've read them, they need to be marked as unread.
Again.
Madison agrees.
First of all, there is somewhere deep in your phone that you can go to turn off red alerts.
So that the other person, in other words, the other person can't see that you saw.
At least on an iPhone, there is. There is a way to do it. So ask a tech savvy friend, because there is a way. Again, this was something I was not aware of, that people were getting alerts. And my son got into some sort of beef with a friend over being, quote, left on red, unquote.
Yeah. So you read this and didn't respond. That's left on red. Yeah.
You got left on read. Like I asked you something.
I know you saw it.
You clearly read it because your phone told me you saw it. Back in our day, this was like the little green postal card you could attach to something. And then when the letter got delivered, they would rip off the green postcard and send it back to you. So I'd be like, Amy got the divorce papers I sent her or whatever.
I think Nicole's concern might be even less privacy and just more, I want to mark them as unread so I remember. Like, I'm just thinking right now, I have a text that's read that I wish I could have marked as unread. Like, hey, sorry, tonight didn't work. Let me know the next time we can get together. And like, oh, shoot, that's somewhere in my phone. But because it's marked as read, I forgot that I still have to respond to it. And I don't necessarily want to respond to your text right now.
I know there's a lot of things that do this, but I haven't been able to figure them out yet. I want one password for everything. I don't want to remember a billion passwords. I want to not like log on to one computer and not be able to get to the stuff I need because I don't remember the passwords. I want all my machines to know that I already know the passwords for everything. And the other thing I want is a way to search all my places at once. Like you and I will have a back and forth where you say, you know, can you take a look at this thing? And I kind of know you asked me, but then I'm looking in six different places. Like, was that an email? Was it a text? Was it on the Slack channel? I want to say to the world, like, where is that email where is that time where Amy sent me the thing to look at something?
Yeah. You want, like, again, we're going into Jetson's land.
Maybe that's a secretary. Maybe that's what I need.
Naomi says there should be the same charger for every single device, like to this end. Again, like just one password, one charger, one software.
Yeah. I was just listening to someone complain about this, just bought a new iPad and it's like the different kind of charger. And then God forbid you find the old kind, you got to charge it up. You got to go to the charger drawer that's like got 550 different chargers in it that like used to charge your laptop from the third grade, but you don't know where that is. But if you throw it out, then you're going to need it. You know, like what if you need to charge an old BlackBerry? Here it is, like 400 years later, but I can't stand this.
Amanda says, why isn't this a thing? All devices have cordless charging. She says, I can't keep track of the cords. They should all just beam it. Just put it on a pad. And I have one of those pads. I bought it. It didn't work. I couldn't get it to work. And I want it to not only work for the thing I bought it for, but literally every device I have.
Again, this is another divide between my husband and I. He loves a gadget. Like he wants cordless charging. So our cordless for our phones, it's like a little pedestal you have to put the phone on and then it charges it overnight. And I'm just like, why is balancing it on this little pedestal thing any better
than plugging it in,
than putting a cord into it? Like, I'm not sure that this is a lateral to me. I don't think we've moved forward. I think we've just moved to a different place that is equally annoying.
As we used to say in sitcom land, when they'd be trying out different jokes, is it better or just different?
Yeah, that's what I feel about cordless charging right now. I'm not saying it won't ever get better, but right now, for me, just different. Seriously, just different.
What if it was sort of like a beanbag sized thing, like for your whole house, and it's very cushioned? Just toss anything on it and it gets charged.
It sounds annoying to me. I mean, if there was a thing I could put in the corner,
I'll keep thinking,
it just beamed out charge to everything in the house, it'd be fine, but it would probably give you like radio brainwaves or something, right?
It also works in a second. I feel like we're like kids in pre-K one-upping each other. No, no, this charger works in a second to charge everything in the whole world.
And the water fountains give out Coca-Cola. Exactly. All right, we'll be back with even more. Why isn't this a thing?
Well, hey there, busy mama. Are you looking for ways to make your life easier, your home less chaotic, and at the same time, add more joy to your life? My name is Deanna Yates, and I'm the host of Wanna Be Clutter Free, a podcast all about letting go of the stuff we don't need in our lives so that we can focus on what truly matters. Don't worry, I'm not going to tell you to throw it all away or make you feel guilty about keeping something you love, no matter how many other people don't quite understand it. But I will give you practical and, more importantly, actionable advice so that you can make progress right away. And you won't just hear it from me. There are amazing guests too. It's like having your bestie in your pocket, telling you it's okay to let go of the things that are not serving you and your family in a totally non-judgmental way. So join me over on the podcast where we can work on progress over perfection for those of us that want to be clutter-free.
If you're a parent, I invite you to join us at the Mindful Mama podcast, where it's all about becoming a less irritable, more joyful parent. With sometimes hilarious and always thought-provoking experts and friends, at Mindful Mama, we know that you cannot give what you do not have. And when you have calm and peace within, then you can give it to your children. I'm Hunter Clark Fields, and I can't wait to see you there. Listen in to the Mindful Mama podcast.
And now, expectation versus reality, your summer hairdos.
From the What Fresh Hell podcast.
Expectation, beachy waves.
Reality, hair that looks like it's been hit by a wave, and not in a good way.
Expectation, tousled curls from driving with the window down.
Reality, insane melted cotton candy hairdo from driving with the windows down.
Expectation, sleek and straight sophistication.
Reality, your sleek and straight sophistication just ran headlong into 80% humidity. Your hair is busted.
Expectation, a messy bun.
Reality, a very, very messy bun that is also quite sweaty and stinky.
This has been Expectation versus Reality, your summer hairdos.
From the What Fresh Hell podcast. All right, Amy, how about this idea? Drive through convenience stores to just pick up milk and like can of soda or like a, you know, quick something you need for dinner. Do you know that my husband's hometown has a drive through convenience store?
It's like a Cumberland Farms, but you don't have to get out of the car.
I don't know what a Cumberland Farms is.
What? But it's like, you know, like a gas station. Like you could definitely get like a coffee.
It's a gas and sip.
My friend Julie used to say she was very happy. They used to drive upstate for the weekends to get out of New York City. And she'd say she was very happy when she could get through a whole weekend having shopped only at basically the gas and sip for the weekend. Yes. She didn't have to go to the grocery store, just like eggs and bread and milk. But now you don't have to get out of the car.
I don't know why it isn't more revolutionary. So there's a giant like barn-like structure. You pull in, picture like a car wash, like you drive through a narrow lane, you roll down one window.
You could be on a track, so you're going nice and slow, just like a car wash, like 2 miles an hour.
But you're not, you're driving your own car, and then you, I think you go to the first window, and you can see through the glass, like what looks like a Quickie Mart, you know, like a gas and sip. It's got like, you know, candy bars, cigarettes, you know.
Lottery tickets and Lifesavers and milk.
Yeah. And then like donuts and, you know, what the giant Gatorade, 8 million Gatorades, whatever. I think what you do is you give your order to the guy at the front and then there's like a guy who goes and grabs it all. And then when you get to the end, they hand it to you in your window and you're on your way.
Or they just load your trunk. Or they just come out and go like, put it in your trunk.
No, because it's weirdly sealed off. Like you never touch the humans somehow. I don't know. So this was Sarah's idea. And Karen, who I know from this town, said, yes, move to Texas. We have these. And I don't know why. It seems like such a good idea. And I don't know that the practice of it is amazing. But it is cool that they have drive-through convenience stores. I'll see if I can find a picture of one and put it in the show notes.
Alicia is thinking very big. She wants the entire grocery store to be drive-through.
Yes.
She says, I want a McDonald's-style drive-through for when I'm already driving home, kids are asleep in the back seat, right? And she realizes she needs berries, milk, and olive oil. Would you like a bag of frozen fries with that? Yes, yes, I would.
Yeah, I mean, she could be pretty close at the drive-through in my husband's hometown. This has also gotten a little bit better with COVID because there's a lot of drive-up, right? Like you know, we're a McDonald's family, I'll admit it, Amy. And we like McDonald's on a weekend night, it's, you know, feed the kids and we all watch a movie. And McDonald's has an app and you can order it and then you go drive up and you wait in the spot and somebody brings it out to you.
Oh, okay. You don't have to go to the window. You just wait. Okay. I've never had the pleasure.
You don't have to go to the window. But frankly, by the time you get there and park, I don't know that it's any faster than, again, I sometimes these innovations, I'm a little sketchy. I'm like, they don't make it before you get there because obviously they don't want people just calling in orders and never picking them up.
Ah.
So they don't start it until you get there anyway. It just seems a little bit like, meh. Maybe if the drive-thru is really long, but I'm not sure it's that much more convenient than, although I guess with a sleeping baby, you never want to get out of the car.
You just, yeah, the slamming of the door, like that's it.
What about Laura? She wants little air pressure tubes in the kitchen to dry things, like in a chem lab. Do you know what she's talking about?
I do not know. She says like chem lab in college. I didn't go to the chem lab in college.
Compressed air. My husband works in tech. So if you're working on like a circuit board, you have a little can of compressed air with you at all times because you have to blow the circuit board off because you don't want anything interfering with what you're doing. So you're constantly like, she wants that, but for the kitchen to dry stuff.
Okay. That's, I guess that's a good idea.
You'll take it. Do you know what a pot filler is?
Yes.
It's like a pot filler became the big thing in fancy houses for a while.
On the wall behind your stove.
Near the range, you have a little faucet that fills like the pot for spaghetti. So you don't have to like walk from the sink across the room with your pot. You have a pot filler. This seems like it'll be a new innovation like that. You have a spot dryer.
I mean, I want it, but I more want a tube that I step in, per Sarah's suggestion, when you get to the beach to get sprayed with sunblock, like TSA, right? Just walk into it and stand with your arms akimbo and it sprays you.
I have to say that if this gets invented, first credit has to go to my sister, Kate. She's been calling for this for years. She's a big swimmer.
And also very fair.
Like a spray tan. But instead of spraying spray tan on you, just spray sunblock. Like, why isn't that a thing?
Yeah. I mean, we have like can spray sunblock, but I'm not a fan of those. I mean, I think they just like stink and get in your eyes and they're annoying and they don't work as well. But this would work very well because it's imaginary.
Amy, Jessica has a perfect one for me because having just said I don't like shopping, adult garanimals. Do you know what garanimals are?
Oldie locks alert.
Back in my day.
Oh, it's a hugely oldie locks alert. There is a brand of clothing for children where everything matches.
Yeah, well, tiger, like your tiger top and your tiger pants matched or your giraffe top. They don't have a tiger or giraffe on them. They were on the tag. So your five-year-old
yes.
could look in their drawer and be like, well, this has a giraffe on it and this has a giraffe on it on the tag. So I know that I'll match when I put them on.
And I will say Jessica admits possible oldie locks alert. She's exactly right. But this is what I need. Rather than do my sprint into Macy's where I just like grab six things and hope for the best, I could go into the garanimal section and it would be like, here, Margaret, here's your tiger top and your tiger pants. Wear these tonight when you have to go out to dinner with Amy and people are dressed nicely.
My husband has sort of neared this nirvana for himself. Like he just has like everything's like navy blue and gray. And we talk about it all the time that he has garanimals. Like anything in his closet goes with anything else in his closet. Or like Elizabeth Holmes, like just wear the same thing every day.
Yeah.
I mean, don't be like Elizabeth Holmes, but maybe you should wear the same thing every day.
Yeah. In other ways, maybe not go with the Elizabeth Holmes model. How about a family-only section on planes? Kimberly says, put all of us in the back together. That way we don't have to stress about our kids being loud or kicking seats. We're all in this together.
I disagree with only with the back part. Put you in the front.
Move. Yes.
But you guys get on last. Right? Let all the grown-ups, I mean, even if you put nice seats in the back, fine. Let the people with the little kids get on last and let them get off first and they can all sit together.
I'm going to say something controversial and I try to never yuck people's yums, but I don't want your kid kicking me even if I've got a kid in my lap. Don't, you got to stop your kids from the kicking, guys.
Right.
Kicking is controllable. I had three toddlers. I flew with them all the time. Don't let your kids kick other people. Please.
I sat in front of a kid who was kicking me like most of the way. They didn't speak English. I was trying to sort of express in a friendly but not that friendly way that it was really driving me nuts. Finally, he fell asleep. But God, it was incessant. I'm like, this should be a universal language. Don't do this.
And you can miss it. I was once, we were at college football game on like risers. And apparently my like 8-year-old, like not a little kid, was swinging her feet and kicking the person in front of her. And the person turned around and just like screamed, like, get your kid to stop kicking me.
Right.
And I kind of thought, okay, you kind of took it. That escalated quickly. Like you could have maybe been like,
right.
Hey, you're kicking me in the back. And I would have done everything I could to stop her. But she came in a little hot, I have to say, on that one. But
yeah, she waited too long and came in hot.
Yeah. But yeah, I don't want to be kicked. I'm okay with the family section, but I don't want to be kicked. Mahima says, I have also wished there was a family line at security. You're trying to manage all your kids, carry on bags, take off jackets, and there's only a single business traveler behind us.
I think the business traveler would probably also really like the family line. It's a cute.
Yes. Although I take the other side of this, I have to say, I would feel compelled to go. My ex-boyfriend said this, and it applies to so many situations. We would ride the BART in San Francisco, the train, and there was a no eating policy on the BART. He always said that he thought he should be able to write a letter and get some character references and be allowed to eat on the BART. Because he felt he was a responsible and good eater.
Not me. Right.
That, like, you should be able to get a badge that says, I have proved I'm responsible to eat on the BART train. Because he says, I'd like to just have my bagel and my coffee on the BART rather than rushing it beforehand.
Just because a couple of bad apples ruined it for everyone else.
He's like, I would never leave my wrapper behind. I would never drip cream cheese on the seats. Like, I would be very responsible. And I feel similarly at the family security line. I traveled so much with my three little kids. I'm faster than a business traveler with a double stroller. Like, I don't want to be in the family. I would have to be able to get an exemption from the family line.
Yeah, you can earn your way out.
Because I understand the upside of it, but like, I don't want to be stuck in the family line. I am a single business traveler.
I always felt that there should be the line at the airport. Shouldn't be families. There shouldn't be anything except like, I have not flown in 5 years, right? There should be a special line for that.
That's more of the distinction. Yes. Like, I don't know what I'm doing. I do know what I'm doing. And then if you mess up on the I do know what I'm doing, you get like a black mark on your ticket that says like, you're never allowed back in this line again if you mess up once.
Exactly. They're like, wait, I was supposed to take my laptop out.
Wow. If Amy and I ran the world, it would be a very unfriendly place.
Don't travel with us. Vanessa says, why isn't this a thing? If the grocery cart should have room for a kid like 4 to 8 years old, like a pretty big kid, to sit in the compartment underneath with an iPad or something.
Underneath?
Well, we'll put it on top if you prefer. But yeah, it should be a little higher so that they can sit underneath and just check out while you shop.
Underneath sounds very disturbing. I don't know why I'm caught on that. I agree. I mean, I have often described the way that I would go through grocery stores. I just this week had to tell my 10-year-old she couldn't ride on the side of the cart at Target because that's how I went through every store. Like two kids hanging off the side and the whatever youngest one in the front. Mm-hmm. And it was chaos. We were a nightmare to behold.
Good thing they have wide aisles at Target.
Paula has a $1,000 idea and you'll like it because it has good marketing. A bidet for babies. My husband wants to patent one called the bebé. Like a bidet, it's a bebé.
If you do a friends and family race, call us because that is hilarious and it's a great idea. Why isn't there a bebé bidet? Bebé.
I am such a bidet. A bidet is the greatest invention. I'm very annoyed that they've never caught on in the U.S.
Have you had the pleasure, like when traveling abroad, or you went to France for a while, right?
Yeah, I've definitely used one, and I'm a huge fan. They just make a lot of sense. There's times you don't want to get all showery, but you want to clean up a little bit.
Yeah. Just refresh.
Yeah. Bidet. Very good. Amy, we have so many that we're not even going to get to half of them. We're going to have to do a part two because there's so many good ones. But let's finish again. My sister Kate has this invention in her hip pocket or has been talking about this invention for a long time. And here are many people who agree with her. Kina says people chow. Just pour out a bowl for every meal and everyone is happy to eat it. Just like our family dog. No cooking, no cleanup. And then somebody replied, Kina, they actually have that. And it was an image of that like oat brand cereal. It's just human chow. Like it looks like dog food, but it's cereal. Sarah says healthy, satisfying meals in pill form. Just take one and you've fully gotten all the nutrients you need. Arion says, yes, Star Trek and the Jetsons made such big promises.
It's so funny because I just was walking down the street the other day. I swear to God, relitigating a recent episode where I had to give you my desert island food and I said chicken parmesan.
That is the worst possible desert island food.
If I could only eat one thing for the rest of my life, I'm like smoothies. I should have said smoothies with the caveat that there's a smoothie store and I can have any kind of smoothie I want. That's kind of, is that cheating? Because that's what I want. I want only smoothies.
Both of those answers are horrible, Amy. Horrible in different ways.
Any kind of smoothie for the rest of my life? I don't need food.
Oh,
a pill?
That's horrible.
Maybe some pretzels once a year.
I mean, both of those answers are terrible. I never want to be stuck on a desert. I would be so mad if we like get stuck on the desert island there, like your dreams come true. And I'm like, it's the smoothie store and I'm going to kill Amy.
Would you like peach, kale, mango?
Or like chicken parm. What would be worse to eat on a desert island? It's sandy and hot and you're eating chicken parm three meals a day.
Well, I'm in the shade.
Horrible. Horrible, Amy. I hope we never get stuck on a desert island. But my sister is a person who is just not super interested in food. I've never heard her be like, oh, you know what's an amazing restaurant? She's just a low food interest.
True. This is true.
I knew her when, you know, we went to college together, and she just would eat like the bread basket. That was it.
Doesn't care and just wants to be fed. She eats the same three meals a day. And I know a lot of people like this, but I think even if not, especially during the pandemic, my husband and I would turn to each other and say, what do you feel like eating for dinner? And we were always like, food pill. There's nothing else that sounds good. We've tried all the right. We've done all the take-in. We've made ice cream. We've made handmade yeast rolls. I just want the food pill.
Just make me not hungry, right? Magical not hungry pill.
Yeah.
That's all we need.
And a nice bowl of people chow would really hit the spot sometimes. And especially like, it's yo-yo dinner. It's people chow dinner. Like everyone gets their bowl of nutrients and like off you go.
All right. So we're going to do a part two because we have so many we didn't even get to. And we want you guys to tell us, why isn't this a thing? Send us your ideas. There's a bunch of ways you can tell us. You can reach out on our Facebook group, which is facebook.com/groups/WhatFreshHellCast. Join the conversation there. You can send us a message on Instagram, Twitter. We're at WhatFreshHellCast. And you can find us on our website, WhatFreshHellPodcast.com.
And with that, thanks so much for listening. And we'll talk to you next time.
So long.
Are you overwhelmed by the things that get in the way of you doing what you want to do? Are you looking for ways to simplify life to better align with your values? Do you want to create space in your schedule so you have room for more of the good stuff? Play, joy, relationships, gratitude, and more? If you answered yes to any of these questions, I invite you to check out Edit Your Life, a podcast to help you edit the unnecessary from your life so you have more room to enjoy the awesome. Through episodes with me, Christine Coe, and a range of super smart, compassionate, and thoughtful guests, you'll come away with big picture insights and practical ways to declutter your home, schedule, and mental space without getting bogged down by perfection. I have always believed that small moments and actions matter tremendously. My goal is to help you find agency and space in your life through doable baby steps that will leave you feeling accomplished instead of overwhelmed. Check out Edit Your Life wherever you enjoy your podcasts.
Feel like you're the martyr in your family? You're not alone. Hey, this is Joanne.
And Brie.
And we're from the No Guilt Mom podcast. Brie, we talk to a lot of moms.
Yeah, we sure do.
And if you're a mom who has a to-do list that is so massive that you get overwhelmed and you shut down.
Or if you fall into the habit of doing everything for everyone and don't know how to change it, we can help you become a no-guilt mom.
We're going to take you from family martyr to family model. That's role model, so that you role model the behavior that you want to see out of your kids.
You're going to go from being tired and overwhelmed to energized and guilt-free.
Every week, you'll get actionable strategies that you can implement right away from the experts that we interview and from us.
We also have a whole lot of fun, so check out the No Guilt Mom podcast everywhere you listen to your favorite shows.